It's Tuesday, the 13th of August, and I'm Tona Takadila with your 5 p.m. news. The United Nations Security Council held a high-level debate on Monday, the 12th of August, focused on addressing historical injustices and improving Africa's representation. The UN General Assembly President, Dennis Francis, said that there is a need to reform the Security Council's outdated structure, calling for Africa to be given a permanent seat due to its underrepresentation.
The fact that Africa continues to be manifestly underrepresented on the Security Council is simply wrong, offending as it does both the principles of equity and inclusion. It runs counter to the principle of sovereign equality of states and calls for the urgency to reform this institution to reflect the world as it is now rather than what it was nearly 80 years ago.
Meanwhile, in his first address to the Security Council, the Minister of International Relations and Cooperation, Pierre Mushelenga, conveyed Africa's gratitude for the increasing support for the Common African Position on Security Council reform as outlined in the Ezulwini Consensus and the CITE Declaration.
Africa appreciates the growing support for the Common African Position and desires more than an acknowledgement that her aspirations are legitimate. With a vast segment of the UN Security Council's agenda pertaining to Africa, it is imperative that the issue of Africa not being represented in the permanent category of the Council be urgently addressed. Africa's demand for two additional non-permanent seats supports our quest for equitable representation on the Council and acknowledge the historical injustice to the continent.
The Angolan government has handed over four vehicles to their rightful owners at the Oshikango and Santa Clara border post on Monday.
The vehicles had been stolen between September last year and July this year. Three of the vehicles belongs to Oshana region and one to Angwena region. It is believed that more suspects steal vehicles in Namibia and drove them to Angola. The two governments assisted in making sure that those vehicles are brought back to their rightful owners. Diane Ampara, reporting for Future Media, Ondangwa.
South Africa's unemployment rate increased to 33.5% in the second quarter of the year, up from 32.9% in the first quarter, according to Statistics South Africa, while unemployment rose by 158,000 to 8.4 million. Stats SA Stihlolelo Poshoko says women's unemployment also rose by 35.8%.
The number of discouraged work seekers increased by 147,000, while the number of persons who were not economically active for reasons other than discouragement decreased by 75,000. Industries that contributed to the net decrease in employment include trade with 111,000, agriculture 45,000, private households 18,000, and construction 11,000.
The Africa CDC has announced that it's prepared to declare Mpox a continental health emergency, with the World Health Organization also considering an emergency declaration. The outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo, the worst on record, has spread to four new continents, resulting in over 14,000 cases, mostly children and hundreds of deaths. CDC Director Jean Kaseya stressed the urgent need for 10 million vaccine doses. And in an update, local authorities have issued a new evacuation order for a coastal area of Athens as wildfires continue to burn in Greece. Giles Gibson reports.
Hundreds of firefighters are on the ground battling the most intense wildfire that Greece has seen so far this summer. Special aircraft are also being used to drop water from the skies above, and Greece has now said that it's requested help from its European neighbours. The European Commission says that two planes have been sent from Italy, a special helicopter from France, and fire crews are also being sent from multiple countries, including Serbia, Romania, and Italy. Now, this blaze first broke out on Sunday in a place called Varnavas, which is about 30 kilometres to the north of Athens. And we now have reports coming in that a 64-year-old woman has been found dead in a suburb just to the north of the Greek capital.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.